One of the world's largest candy makers has started construction on its first chocolate plant in North America. Ferrero officially broke ground today on a $75 million expansion at the plant in southwest Bloomington. The facility will make chocolate for various Ferrero products, including Butterfinger, 100 Grand, Crunch, and Raisinets. The plant plans to hire 50 workers. President and Chief Business Officer for Ferrero North America, Todd Siwak, tells Eric Stock why it makes sense for the global company to expand in Bloomington.
I don't think it's an overstatement to say that it's a momentous occasion for us. If you think about our products, they all are comprised of chocolate, so it's an essential core ingredient. That chocolate was being processed elsewhere. By investing in the capability and the technology and the talent to process that chocolate here in Bloomington, Central and Illinois, provides for us real vertical integration of a critical component of our supply chain and a critical component of the quality products that we provide.
But you still need the supplies to make the chocolate, the cocoa, the milk, the sugar. Are there issues with bringing that here when we are hearing about supply chain issues everywhere?
Well, I would start with saying, you know, first, the centrality of the geography here in America's breadbasket is always going to compress the supply chain. And any time that we can get closer to our supplier community, the less likelihood that there are interruptions or breaches in that supply chain. Like everyone today, we're confronted with challenges with our supply chain. We're not immune to that. However, given our location and the commitments that we've made to our vendor partners and suppliers and farmers, we believe that we'll be able to maintain continuity of production and supply of raw material and ingredients.
Given the natural advantages of having the expansion here, was there a need even for incentives that McLean County local government bodies did in including this to allow for some tax breaks for Ferrero?
This is the way I like to think about that. I think, one, a company like ours would never make the investment that we're making, which is quite significant, as you know, unless we were embraced by a supportive community with a talented workforce. So those are two essential fundamental ingredients, regardless of incentives. The way we think about the incentives that are provided is they allow us to continue to invest in this facility to create high-paying, skilled jobs, which is what we're doing.
And how successful have you been in hiring once you move past construction and move on to the full-time plant workers?
We've been generally very pleased with the caliber of talent, the commitment they have, the retention of the workforce. Naturally, it's something that's important to us. That relationship, the team that we have, is a vital component of what we do, and so we'll continue to do our best to remain the employer of choice for them.
But it sounds like the challenges that employers are having in hiring workers, you're not encountering that here?
We're all challenged with the scarcity of high-skilled labor, but we're doing our best to ensure that we're providing the right wage of range of compensation and benefits and the right working environment to attract and retain the talent required to continue to operate efficiently.
What's the timeline for the completion?
So the facility, as you can see, it is now underway. This will evolve through January, February of 2023 when we commission the facility.
We know the pandemic has been good for candy sales. Has that trend continued as the pandemic has moved on into this new phase?
And the stay-at-home consumption behavior that we experienced throughout the pandemic has continued even as the pandemic slowly begins to wane. And we are experiencing strong demand for our products. We had pre-pandemic, and we are in the pandemic and post-pandemic experiencing elevated demand for our products.
Is post-pandemic the same as pre-pandemic and in the midst of the pandemic?
Equally as strong.
How big is the Halloween sales for the company as we come up on that time of year?
In general, Halloween represents about 20% of overall confection sale and consumption, and it's an important component of what we do as well.
That was Todd Siwak from Ferrero North America with Eric Stock. McLean County and other taxing bodies agreed to expand an enterprise zone to include the new site. That enables Ferrero to take advantage of several tax incentives, including a sales tax break on building materials.